This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I'm glad you're with me. We've got a busy week. It's already begun busy. I hope you guys are enjoying the fresh start that we get. You know, we're still early in the week. We haven't hit hump day, and there's lots going on. And I'm going to tell you something. Monday through Friday, day in, day out, you're going to get bombarded by leftism. In fact, I was thinking about this the other day. Leftism is the want to get you to fit into skinny jeans. Yeah, it's really that simple. The evolution of life in America can be summed up metaphorically by jeans. Remember when jeans, blue jeans is what we called them, because that's what you had. You had blue jeans, and they were all about function. I grew up wearing blue jeans practically every day of my life, except in the summer where I wore shorts. Blue jeans. Blue jean, baby. Sexy Kevin. Oh, no, that's not it. Okay. Anyway, yeah, blue jeans. You've grown up most of your life, if you are my age, wearing blue jeans made by either Levi's or Wrangler. Right? Who makes, is Wrangler the brand? I know Levi's is the brand, but Wranglers. It was Levi's and Wranglers. And, you know, some guys like the, you know, I don't know, maybe it's more roomy in the crotch. I didn't really pay much attention because when you're poor, you're just happy to get clothes. But Levi's, I do know I had. And you beat the heck out of those jeans, man. Working hard. Get up in the morning. You know, and I had to go, in the summers, I baled hay, I painted. I went and chopped, did these clearings, so I had these clippers, and I would chop down little trees that might be as much as, say, 2 inches in diameter. Yeah, so I would chop down these seedlings and clear like a 200-yard area for hunters to come through. So I did stuff like that. I worked out in the Texas heat, 100-plus degrees every summer, and I was always in my jeans. I'd occasionally take my shirt off, but I was in my jeans. And you were probably in your jeans when you worked. And you'd be painting or whatever, and you'd get down on your knee. You'd have knee pads. Yeah, painters now, they got OSHA and all that stuff. Man, all kinds of crazy stuff. No, it was hard, grueling work, and your jeans had to be tough. You remember that? Jeans were working pants. And then you started leftism creeping in. I was in college when this happened. I will never forget seeing this brother. We called him Slappy, and he was wearing these jeans, and those jeans looked like nothing I'd ever seen. They looked like they were for girls. And it was a black girl. Her name was Charla. She walked up to me. She said, "Is he wearing designer jeans?" And I didn't even know what designer jeans were. But I looked at the jeans and went, wow, those jeans look very different than any jeans I'd ever seen. They were indeed stylish. And I thought, wow, man, this is a city dude. You know, city brother, he's bringing something new to the party. And so Charles is like, "Man, no jeans are like $50. I was like, what? This is when $50 for jeans was crazy. You might pay $15 for jeans. You know what I mean? It was 3X what I would have ever dreamed of paying for jeans. Jordache. Y'all remember that? "He's got the look you like to know better." Was that the Jordache commercial? "He's got the look that brings it all together." There were like two or three major brands of designer jeans. I think Calvin Klein, that's when he kind of came onto the scene. And suddenly, work pants, blue jeans, had gone metrosexual. I remember I dated this girl, and I saw her closet, and there must have been, you guys think I'm lying, 50 pairs of jeans. And I'm thinking, how could you have that many pairs of jeans? Because I'm still in that mode of, you know, jeans or work pants. And then I noticed they were probably, you know, 10 different colors. really deep dark blue, light, you know, not light blue, but lighter blue. Then the striations, some of them had striations that went up. Some had stress areas. Some had the pockets done a different way. And all, and she started explaining to me the different types of jeans. And I was like, whoa, when did this occur? And, I mean, this was years ago. She's giving me a lesson in jeans. I'm telling you, it just creeped up on us, this metrosexuality in the way of jeans. No more comfort fit. Yeah. Jeans were now stylish. And trust me, I have stylish jeans. I wear Tommy Bahama jeans. I love them. And they've evolved even further now, jeans have, to now we've got skinny jeans. Yep, it's not enough that you can barely get into your fashion jeans. Now they give you another goal, fat people. I'm talking about regular size folks. Try to get into some skinny jeans. I bet you this. I bet you I don't know. I'm not kidding this. I don't know five people I could name, and I got a lot of friends, that could fit into skinny jeans. I've seen them. The French wear skinny jeans. My son said to me, Dad, for my birthday present, make sure you never buy skinny jeans. Never try to fit into skinny jeans. He was trying to be funny. And it was. I laughed at him because it was pretty funny. Skinny jeans and slim fit. Have you seen any slim fit? I've noticed as I picked up a little weight because I haven't been able to work out as much. I've noticed slim fit. Every time I see slim fit, I go, I just move on. What are they trying to tell us? Have these designers seen people in America? So where am I going here, folks? I'm telling you this. The left is trying to squeeze you out. This is a metaphor for what the left is doing to you every day. They take something that's basic Americana, that has a fit and a function. It's meant to be comfortable. It's meant to breathe. It's meant to last. And they said, oh, we could make that so much more stylish. But it won't be functional. Who cares? We'll all be on welfare anyway. We're turning the country over to Muslims and illegals. So what do you care? And you go, well, I mean, I don't know. They do look kind of nice. So you go buy your designer jeans. And then they go, you know what? We could go further. Let's make them skinny jeans. And suddenly, you can't get them on. You don't have a country anymore. You can't get the jeans, what's going on your waist, over your ankle. They should might as well just call them anklets for you, because you can't get in them. That is what the left is doing to you. They are squeezing you out of your country. They are squeezing you out of your way of life, your thought process, and everything. It's time for you to go get the Levi's and the Wranglers and get some comfort fit. We'll be back in a bit. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I don't know how long we're going to be talking about global climate change. Until you guys, all of us, we collectively start ridiculing these fools, they're going to keep, they will spin this in so many ways.
What did Gore? If by the 1980s, there will be no polar ice cap. And hey, Al Gore, there's still a polar ice cap. Well, what we were saying is that if things don't change, then there will be no polar ice cap.
He said in 2006, in 10 years, that unless we did something, the oceans would rise and, you know, there'd be hurricanes and devastation and tornadoes and, you know, just unbelievable proportions. And he gets questioned on this, and he doesn't give an answer. He gives the answer that
if we hadn't intervened early, well, then it could have been a lot worse, I'll tell you that.
Anyway, let's play that clip.
I'm Nicholas Bouncy here in Washington at the museum for the premiere of an inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power, with former Vice President Al Gore. So the first question I have for you was the prediction that you made in the first film about reaching the point of no return in 10 years. That was back in 2006. Looking back on that prediction, why did you make the prediction at the time, and are you making a new one right now given the current circumstances?
Well, first of all, we've seen a lot of progress since the first movie came out. We have the Paris Agreement now. The cost of renewable energy has come down so quickly that people are switching over.
I stopped it there just so we can discuss Al Gore's first comments. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson's show. So he's asked by this reporter, you know, you talked about reaching the point of no return. Do you have a new prediction? 10 years, you said we would be at the point of no return.
Well, you have to understand we've got made some progress.
Now, so what's the progress? We had a Paris Agreement. We had a Paris Agreement. Nobody. Is China living up to it? Who's living up to the Paris Agreement? Nobody. It's all a joke. It's smoke and mirrors.
Everybody's in. America didn't live up to the Paris Agreement. Oh, well, we reduced our emissions, this, that, and the other.
You're going to tell me that the amount of what did I just say? Emissions? Amount of emissions that we've reduced in America has suddenly made everything great? It's incremental. At best. All across the world.
But he says, well, if it hadn't been for the progress that we made, well, then,
He's a magician. It no matter what. See, that's leftism. They tell you something, and then they have the out. Well, I didn't say it would be the point of no return. It would be the point of no return had we done absolutely nothing. But what we've really accomplished, quite frankly, Gore, has been absolutely nothing. Well, but you can't say that. We put it out there. It was out. The karma that we put out there by wanting to do good by the earth is the reason that we are now not doom and gloom. Do you guys remember, it depends on how long you've listened to the program, we recapped all of the various climate change issues that people were talking, oh, this is going to happen if this doesn't happen, and it's going to, polar ice caps are going to freeze, or they're going to melt, or we're going to have devastating storms that the size of, you know, those that are on Jupiter, or you name it. There'll be not enough food for enough mankind because of pestilence and all this. None of it. Not a single thing that these alarmists have predicted has come true. I liken them to the dude who, you know, says, you know, in the year 2032, it's when the Mayan god is, what was it? 2011, wasn't that it? In 2011, the Mayans predict that the world's going to end or whatever. Okay, great. Another Y2K11, huh? Y2K11. Party over, it's out of time. Nothing has come true. Name me one thing. Are we overpopulated? Are we ravaged by disease? What? Are the storm?
Oh, Katrina, Kevin. That Katrina was a big storm. And what about Sandy? And what about... Blah, blah, blah?
Well, what about them? We've recovered. What? The Exxon Valdez?
Oh, because of global warming, the Exxon Valdez, it spilled and ruined Alaska.
What did BP with their oil when the pipe burst or something? The ecosystem of the ocean cannot handle the oil that BP spilled from their pipes and blah, blah, blah. The BP oil, let me just say something. You could burst those pipes and let them run all day. And it's not even enough. It's not even the oil, the amount of oil that leaches from the ocean bottom every single day on its own. But the left will make you believe it's an eco-disaster. We will never recover. It wasn't 2 years. It wasn't even a year. You can, outside of some nasty, you getting little black spots on your bottom of your feet on the beach somewhere. It was nothing. Okay, leftists, you're so smart, you bunch of climatologists and whatever intelligentsia you want to give yourselves, call a show and tell me, give me a prediction that was made in the last 100 years that came true. You got lots of people to look at. You got, I mean, Al Gore's your Pied Piper of all things climate change, but give me something Obama said.
If we don't do something right now, I mean, you know, by the end of my term, there ain't going to be no work. People will be gone. There ain't going to be nothing left but cockroaches and conservatives.
I mean, I don't know. Which, by the way, that would be okay. Cockroaches and conservatives. We can get along with cockroaches. You can't get along with them leftists. No, sir. So, name me something. Give me something to fall back on. Point of no return. And then he goes on to say, the cost of renewable energy has gone down. What? Look, Al Gore and everybody else that's involved with this nonsense, all these cost of renewable energies, the solar plants, the wind farms, all of them, Al Gore has led to nothing more than more energy production, because when those coal fire, let me tell you what you do. You want to live in an area where they have these windmills, because when the windmills are turning, it's powering the lefties. You can get your coal cheap, your regular energy cheaper, because it's just sitting there. That grid is on. They got to redirect that grid, that energy, to somewhere else. They don't shut it down. Ask Al Gore this question. So, Al, just curious. When those wind farms are up, we then shut down our coal producing, our energy producing plants from coal, correct?
No, well, they can't do that because the wind does not always blow and the sun doesn't always shine on the solar panels.
Right. And you can't store enough energy from those solar panels. Now, all this could change, and I hope it does. I'm all for it. But let me just tell you something. You're going to try to convince me that the world is going to end because we don't convert to solar fast enough? Or we didn't listen to heed the warning bells on hydrogen fuel cells? And that's the reason? No, the world is going to end because leftists are going to kill it. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they're going to kill it. They're going to start wars. They're going to start civil wars inside of your own countries. They're going to foment hatred. That's the way that you kill people, but it won't be because of our energy policy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Chuck Schumer came out. He said it. He said it without saying it. He said the Clinton era is officially over. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. KJRadio.com. You want to give us a call? You want to chime in on the idea that the Clinton era is over? For the record, I said the Clinton era was over before the election. Yeah. That's right. That's right. We bad. I said it before the election. Hillary Clinton wouldn't win because the Clinton era is over. What? You didn't get the signs? You didn't see the tea leaves? See, it was over. Let me tell you why. Hillary Clinton couldn't get an audience. The only way Hillary Clinton got audiences is when she had Katy Perry, Jay-Z, maybe Michelle Obama, etc. The Clinton era ended when Obama became elected. That was it. It ended in 2008. Oh, they were hangers-on. They made money. They made sure they could buy their way into access. And let me tell you, they have people intimidated even to this day. That's going away. And I'm about to get into it as to why. The Clinton era was over when Hillary Clinton announced that she was going to bring out her not-so-secret weapon, Bill. And Bill Clinton couldn't get 40 people to come to anything he did. Nothing. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton traveled with a bigger entourage to protect them than people who were interested in hearing what they had to say. Kids who don't even know who the Clintons are, when they finally figured it out, said, why would we want to be associated with them? They're Wall Street capitalists. They are people who have enriched themselves in exactly the way we fight against. The Democrats wonder why they don't have a message. They let a generation get by them. Oh, they trained them to be stupid. Oh, they put the conveyor belt of ignorance. It's been throughout the so-called education system. I call it the miseducation system. And it backfired. Because these kids became entitled. See, the Clintons understand that you shouldn't be entitled all the time. They understand criminal justice reform needed more cops on the street and more bad guys arrested. Oh, they were thinking conservatively. I've written about the Clintons extensively. They're conservatives in their viewpoints of life, but they're liberals in their practicing of it. Or the people that they want to see what they practice. They're very liberal in that respect. They will, you know, go meet with Black Lives Matter. They won't meet with the Tea Party, but they'll meet with Black Lives Matter. We're down with you, black people. They'll go to black churches. They will pretend that they care. But see, it caught up with them. Liberalism is being, it's been run down by the millennials, the very people that they went after, that they have so cultivated all these years. But something dramatic happened just the other day. See, Chuck Schumer officially announced that the Clinton era has ended. He didn't say it in those words. But that's what he meant. So the Clintons are going to have to return down their rat holes, these corrupt leftists. They don't need to worry, though, because there are going to be plenty of people to follow them, including Chuck Schumer, the very guy who sold them down the river. See, the political speak was clear. And I could tell from the moment Chuck Schumer uttered these words I'm about to tell you that he was playing cover your butt as he threw Hillary Clinton under the bus. See, Chuck wants cover. He ripped Hillary Clinton over her election loss to President Donald Trump and her subsequent efforts to explain why she lost. Now, ask yourself this, folks. This comes 6 months plus into the Trump presidency. We've been talking about we've been doing a postmortem on the Hillary Clinton election since she lost, or Hillary Clinton lost, not getting elected, since she lost. And I'm telling you right now, Chuck Schumer hadn't said a word. We had recounts by Jill Stein. We had people saying, it's been stolen. We've had the Russia stuff, all this. And finally, Chuck Schumer comes out and he goes,
when you lose to someone who has a 40% popularity, you don't blame other things.
Comey, Russia, you blame yourself. That's what Chuck Schumer said to WAPO, the Washington Post, the anti-Trump, the anti-America, the American-hating leftist rag owned by Bezos of Amazon. So Schumer goes on to say this. So what did we do wrong? People didn't know what we stood for, just that we were against Trump and still believe that. I'll get into that in a second. So Schumer was obviously referring to Hillary Clinton blaming the Russian meddling, the former FBI director Comey, for her loss. And what's funny about this is Schumer, in effect, is saying to the world, he's not saying it, but he is saying it, the Russian thing is a joke. Oh, he doesn't realize he's saying it because he wants that ruse to continue. But that's what he's saying. Yep. He says the Democrats are trying to rebrand ahead of the 2018 midterms. And they unveiled their slogan. And I told you guys, I joked about better deal, better jobs, better wages, better future. So ask yourself this. Why did Schumer hit the eject button on the Clintons, particularly Hillary Clinton, the matriarch of that criminal enterprise known as the Clinton Foundation, that criminal enterprise known as the Clintons? It's simple. The Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton are toxic. He knows it. Barack Obama is toxic. Leftism is toxic. Anti-Trumpism is toxic. Anti-Americanism is toxic. Anti-capitalism is toxic. And the Democrats have all those toxins running through their bloodstream. They're like junkies. You got some more of them toxins? As they rope off. It's a toxic brand. It has been for decades. They've controlled everything. They were the ones dealing out the poison, the toxins. And you know what Trump did? He gave the antidote to America. And people are going, whoa, you're not giving me any more of that. So the Democrats have to rebrand. And in an effort to do so, the party had to find a scapegoat. I told you, the government has scapegoat farms. And they make a call down there. Yo, Chuck, what's going on? How you doing? Hey. Yeah, Bill, listen, we're in need of a scapegoat. And Bill's like, hey, got one right here. He's like, well, what is she? She's female. I know where you're going with this, Chuck. She looks just like Hillary. Perfect. Send her up. But here's what's funny. Despite the abject devastation caused by Barack Obama, 1,080 seats, and that doesn't include the four that they lost in the special elections. 1,080, and they didn't lose all those, because a couple of those were Republican seats to begin with. But over 1,080 seats lost to the Republicans, and they find themselves tied to the hips of this fraud. So the only sacred cow, the biggest sacred cow they could find, pardon the pun, was Hillary Clinton. Letting Hillary Clinton go, the Democrats believe, sends a message. That's right. It's saying we're dumping our toxins. And it's funny to me that they recognize that they don't have a message. But now they found it, and it's better. A better deal, better jobs, better wages, better future. The message is so good, in fact, that even Maxine Waters threw her hat in the ring indirectly as a candidate in 2020. That's how much better the Democrats are. Where could that message have been? That they finally found it. And you know, the theme, in case you've missed it, is better. Maybe it was on the welfare lines. Maybe it was with the 16 million people that Barack Obama added to welfare. Or maybe it was in hospital waiting rooms where I can speak personally. We waited 4 hours so I could get him to write a prescription for amoxicillin. Maybe that message was at a VA hospital in the pocket of one of those veterans who was dying on a waiting list. No, hold on. Let's not jump the gun. Maybe that message was in Mexico, and it had been slipped inside of those weapons that they were running over there in the Fast and Furious scandal. No? Or, what about this? Maybe that message was in the coffin of one of those four people who was killed in Benghazi. Or, you know what? That message might have found a really interesting place. Maybe it was accidentally placed inside of the settlement payments made to Michael Brown or Philando Castile or Freddie Gray. No, it could be with the thousands of blacks that have been killed in the inner cities by other blacks. Could that message, folks, have been captured and held hostage by Occupy Wall Street or maybe Black Lives Matter? Then again, maybe they lost it at the border, accidentally taken by an illegal. Did anybody check for the Democrats' message at the Boston Marathon, maybe San Bernardino or the Pulse nightclub in Orlando? But hey, the good news is the Democrats now have a message, and Hillary Clinton's no longer part of it.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are hanging in there. 844-551-8255 if you do want to hear from us. Hey, we added a new affiliate. I think they're KLID out of Poplar Bluff, Missouri. What's up, y'all? Glad you guys are with us. And was it KDBD or BDB? I don't remember. Anyway, glad you guys are with us as well. We love adding new people, new voices, and let me tell you why. Because this isn't my show, it's your show. It means we've added to our little family. Yes, we've got new babies. My producers get real excited when we add shows. I do too. but not for the reasons you think. It isn't like, yeah, another show, man. Who are we up to, like four? No, it's not like that. It's that we're reaching people. That's it. You're growing. People are like, oh, we got another show. Kevin's a new market. More people write. They're like, who is that guy? What? He's awesome. Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for telling us the obvious. No, we don't feel that way. We don't look. The only way you measure yourself is, are you being effective? That's it. That's why I love Donald Trump and that business approach to things. You know, it was funny. When I entered into politics, and I use my finger quotes because I'm not into politics. I'm into life. I'm into protecting my way of life that I believe protects your way of life. And so when I'm talking about these issues, let's try to be entertaining or let's try. This is about life, folks. These are things that are not happening around you. These are things happening to you. And when you hear these idiotic things, oh, well, look at what they did in New York. Or look at what they did in Boston or in California somewhere. You know, let me tell you, it is not isolated. It is squeezing in on you. And here, it would be different, for example, if, like, I threw you in a closet. And I go, you will live here for the next year, and we will feed you through this little slot. And you'd be like, we must be crazy. I'm going to be roaming around. You would be mad. That's what's happening. We've been getting squeezed, closed in, little by little. Our world has been shrinking around us. And you think people have been out there helping you. Like those rhino Republicans. Oh, we've got the Republicans. Listen, Kevin Jackson, we have the Senate. We've got the House. And we've got all this Supreme Court. And the only thing you have is you have Donald Trump, who is none of them. He's an independent who ran as a Republican. He's a pragmatist. Can we make a pragmatist party? I'm part of the pragmatist party. Because accountability is what matters. I could come on here and, oh, hey, I got a radio show. Hey, listen, do you like our theme music? It's really cool, and I'm so happy to be doing radio. Yeah, no, we must be effective. You got to leave this show going, show me somebody that hit in the lips. Get a liberal, of course, a liberal. And, you know, be careful, pick carefully. But look, do you want to feel charged up, like your life has meaning, like, you know what, I knew I was right. And you're mad, you're fuming because they've been teaching you that you've been wrong. They've been telling you lies, and you, well, it seems like it was okay, Kev. I know it creeped up on you. They told you education is good. Yeah, when they educate. Not indoctrinate. Indoctrination is not good. The only time indoctrination is good is in the military. Because you're taking people and you're saying, guess what, guy? Excuse me. Young man, you're going to learn how to run towards the gunfire. The only way you're going to teach somebody to do that is not through education. It's through indoctrination. If you were to educate young Marines, they would all leave. You must indoctrinate. Oh, you bunch of turds, I hear you. Your mama says you're worthless into this, and you should have been the better part of running down your mama's leg, and you know, all of those stuff they tell you. But they have to make you, they have to beat you down and make you love it, and you just go, I'm bulletproof. I'm bulletproof. Well, last game of the season, my kid was having a balloon fight, and they were just hitting the kids. And suddenly, I feel this balloon hit me in the chest, and a guy named Jason, who's a power lifter, his son plays on the team, and that balloon bounced off my chest, and I was like, yeah, because my son had thrown it at me, and it didn't burst, and I told him, dude, I'm made of steel, and Jason starts laughing. He hit me with another one. It bounced off. I'm not lying. Now, these are the better balloons. They were thicker, but who knew? But they bounced off me. Everybody else, they were getting wet because they were using the thinner ones. They were getting hit by the thinner ones. So, look, I am made of steel, but I'm making you made of titanium. We have made an alloy here just for you. Anyway, hey, like we need another reason to hate Jeb Bush, right? Every time I see Jeb Bush in the news, I know why people call him a rhino. I understand why Donald Trump called him weak. And the New York Post said he slammed Republicans for giving Trump a pass on Russia, blasting Obama for doing the same thing to cover his butt. He says this, if your opponent does things like that, your head explodes. Then when your guy does the same thing, have the same passion to be critical. So he's talking about Obama ignoring Russia and Trump, I guess, giving Russia a pass. See, Jeb Bush, waste of space. Waste of space. Jeb Bush, let me I'm not an all dyed-in-the-wool Republican by any stretch of the imagination. But you know why I am dyed-in-the-wool? I'm dyed-in-the-wool Donald Trump. Not because he's not wrong, but because I know how the left wants you to make him wrong so that they can test your mettle. Are you really wanting to support him? They want us to abandon Trump. They need us to abandon Trump. Look at everything Obama did and what they stuck with this guy over. You'd have to be a moron to support Barack Obama, given what he's given. He couldn't win a midterm election if you gave him an atomic bomb to blow up ants. The ants would be looking at him like, what you going to do? What? Jeb Bush, I mean, seriously, criticizing Trump for not criticizing Russia for the meddling in U.S. elections that nobody can prove. He wants Trump to go on record, the President of the United States, to say, yeah, foreign government, I know you did it, even though we can't prove it. Oh, 17 agencies. Oops, I'm sorry, 4 of our agencies said that you did. The Democrats can't even get their own talking points right. How many is it? I literally believe that in some Democrat location somewhere around the country, Vladimir Putin walked in through a back door and said, what's up, y'all? And they were like, Vladdy, hey, what's up, baby? And he's like, you do a very good job making the Putin look bad, but that's okay. We have our game, right? We're playing our game. And they're like, yeah, Vlad, don't worry. We got a bailout plan for you, brother. And people like Jeb Bush, they want us to reach across the aisle. They always talk about this. You know? They want us to show civility. I'll ask you this. Tell me when the left has ever been civil to us. And by the way, he was with Mark Cuban and Samantha Bee while he's talking about this. You couldn't pick worse anti-American, anti-Trump people to hang with than those two hacks. Civility. Let me see. Folks, I can tell you this, we're fed up with taking crap from the leftists, and in all elections since 2008, we've proven this. Bush hanging out with the enemy. And they love that. They love the adulation that comes from when you say, I'll say bad things against Donald Trump. I'll talk smack against the conservative movement. Leftists love that. They love to get you to come over. And you know what it really is? If Jeb Bush would just admit it, he's butthurt over Donald Trump kicking his... I mean, how much money did this guy have when he started? Remember, he had $100 million before Donald Trump raised a nickel. He had already started building his war chest. He was a foregone conclusion. Successful governor, they say. Bush family legacy. And you know what happened? A dude out of nowhere who didn't use any of the rules of politics kicked his butt. He's weak. He's got no energy. Look at Jeb. I mean, look at him. Is he asleep? I can't even tell. Is he awake right now? You tell me. He ridiculed. He got under Bush's skin to the point where the guy couldn't even see straight. And then Bush said this. I call it a stark raving vagina comment. He said, now strength is measured by who you insult. Reject it, because we're never going to solve problems that way. Oh, yeah, you can. You can shut people down with insults. See, that's what people that don't know how to play the dozens, when they can't shut you down by saying, well, whatever, fat boy. You know, look, I'm not one for that, but if you got to go down into the mud with people, why not? With Bush's, he's weak. He wanted to show his compassionate side like his brother, big brother George. It's a sign of weakness when you make fun of the disabled. What kind of man would do that? You don't want that man as president of the United States. I can promise you that. It's a sign of real weakness when you call John McCain or Leo Thorsness or anybody else that's a POW serving the country that way. It should be admired. American heroes, calling them losers. They are losers, just like Bush.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.